it was unclear, this thing last time, the Ochin Rabo Rosado, Priyavera Gruzu, Peli. So it wasn't clear, so we will leave that for next time, we will go over again. We'll learn that the Gels Musa again, you know, and again, and again. Besides, what's on the pesha, double bein hashitas. Bin yetzer rav, yetzer toiv, ma heimo. Hashita achas, yashita inidas, kitzer rahu perach hatume bordo, amobile lepshoi. Yetzer toiv, ukerach hakdusha bordo, amobile lepshoi. Yishita zroiv hamachabra magdoilim. That is like the Arizal says that the Yetzer Tov is what two malachim like. It sounds like this is the thing. They are like two keiches that you get when you are a human being. They are two malachim.
Agrisa has a malach foil of shoyim for the ra.
What?
But the ra says a malach foil of shoyim, and this is a mavila latoiv.
Okay, I'm a word of hamavila lepshoyim.
So we have
a map
for you here.
Yeah. What's the difference
between
the map before you stand by you?
Melap.
That's because the Mizrochnik wrote it in the internet like this. I made the biggest mistake. By this, he gets a whistle. First, I take a cut and paste. And there was something missing, and this one was.
So what's the correct guess, sir?
Over here it says Mavilo. Mavilo
Lipshine.
Yeah, that's what it says over here. Washita Shniya hi, I have to bring that out again, because I have Savis had to print it again with the new Perush. The Orisol, yeah, you'll see it, you know. The Pshatni Geras and Musa
with the neurological
that,
Pshat, yeah.
That was good, that was good. That you have to print, you know. Washita Shniya hi, Shneitzara, who kerecha taibus odo. A mashkefe del koldobo orev le shaitoi. That's Eitzar Hore. This is a little bit difficult. Yeah, it could be that the taiva is like a keuch, like all the keuches. No, taiva is a chile. So what is, you have a need to eat, you have a need for COVID, for example. But when there is a yitzahara with a COVID, you can't say that all the kirchas are nefesh are yitzhar. You have a need to eat. So, I mean, achile, oifel le teoven. You have to eat matzah le teoven. That's right. You need that. You know, to be kind of mitzvah. So you need that. The same thing is by kol shichva zera shein kol gufa margish ein amulit. So you need that. Otherwise, there's no hilada there. So you need that. So what's the Yetzer Hara with that? So the Yetzer Hara is that what? It's a little bit of modern here too, you know? Because you can't say that all the kirchas and nefesh are Yetzer Hara, you know? Otherwise the person would be a deprived being from any kirchas and nefesh, which that is the person. What is it? And then every kirchan which comes with a taiva, that you can say taivis hakovet. Why not? Taivis hanitzochen. That's what the Rishonim say. They call that like this. Taivis hanitzochen. So all these kirchas are there. So they all are taivis. So they're all yetzahara. So what is without? What is a person without yetzahara? What is this? This is some. Some bnei brakar tzadik which has no kirchas and nefesh altogether. It's only a machine, you know. or whatever, was it a mensch, you know, it's a mensch, you need keuches and nefesh. So it means a taiva and unclear, it's also an unclarity. The first sheet is much more clear. Of course there are keuches, which a keuch is a keuch hatuma, a keuch hatare, and a keuch hatare is mavilo yilezeh, and a keuch hatuma is mavilo yilezeh. Fine. Very good.
And that can be pulled on any kirchas and nefesh.
This you could say there too, yeah.
Because in the first malach you can say it like that.
Yeah, but the second one is you say a taiva, so they also, what is that? Is it like a thing which is called taiva, which means that it goes over. go over is by Mitzrayim. It says Shtufim Bezimo. Shitafon means that it is, it goes over the border, you know? That's like a shitafon. Like we have the flood in America now. Are you British? There's no American over there. I think that's right, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and then we rested. It's there by you in your region? No. I don't know where. You have a flood. A flood means that to have a river is a very good thing. And now you need a river. But when the river goes overboard, then that's not such a good thing. You know, that it's better not to be in the area. Yeah? So going on. So Shtufi Bezimo. That's what Taiva means? No. That's already a Taino on Mitzrayim. There was Shtufim Bezimo. Taiva means Shtufim? No. Taiva means it's looking at all of Mishaitim. But those are the Kirchas of Nefesh. So where do you say the Yetzirah comes in? Where is that Yetzirah coming in? Besides the Kirchas of Nefesh, where is the Kirchas of Nefesh there? So the Kirchas of Nefesh is there only when the Seichel is Shoilet, but the good thing of the Kirchas of Nefesh is not the Kirchas of Nefesh. The good thing is that the Seichel is Shoilet. Elamite, the Kirchas of Nefesh has to be something which a Seichel is able to be Shoilet. And the moment the Seichel is not able to be Shoilet, then that's Yetzirah. And it doesn't sound like this. That's called Shtufim Zimo. That's called Ruach Shtus or whatever it is. Perhaps that's the Ruach Shtus. Oh. Let's see.
Every Midah has that?
Or is this the Midah? That's the loss from the Oris Oren in Michal Lamet. Atzmusam L'Roya. Atzmus, when you leave the Kirchas Nefesh, they go for bad. Only that's the beginning of the Sefer over here. The Rotzen of Tshuva, you think that goes for good. This Matzpun, you call that. There were all these old people, I didn't bring it there, but all these old people, Socrates, I think, they all wanted to build good behavior on that Matzpun. And that's the dirt. No, you can't, because even that is not the kind that you can rely on it. You can't rely on these things, you know? Unreliable things, your Kirchas HaNefesh. You can't rely on the Rotzen to make good. You have to create a Malach. That's why you have mitzvahs. You have to create a Malach with it. Yeah? I don't know. Let's see. Okay? Only to put up the question. So, I don't know what that means. But the Taiva is a little bit the problem. Yeah? That's the way Taiva is built. So he already takes the Yetzer HaTov, the Seichel, which is Seichel, is looking at a consequence which is beyond your chush. Yeah? Beyond your chush, that's the Einish von der Beroilo. You don't see that. So, what is the normal seichel which we are want to be machanach our children? That they have to understand that when they do something, there will be a consequence of their maisim. Yeah. So we try with that to instill a certain amount of yira of yira or something like this. Pisazah sort vi yira. But this is the question: do we? That's the question. Do we have to go further? We have to go further. You can't live only with the consequences which are in Seichel. Then you are still a Chiloni, lacking the Yirat Shamayim. But this is the same thing. It's the same question of Seichel. Or there the Seichel is simpler. Okay, we'll see. Leman is added by Roine Boine Gniflo. As ein die by El Yikras Tifarto. So those are the two Shittas. The one Shitta is Kerhatum and Kerhatayre. And the other one is Taive Luma Seichel, which a Seichel is really the thing which will take the Taive down. Because he will tell the Taive, no, you can't really have now you can't have now this tainug because it will be bad. and you'll take the moyu. That means it's an active thing too. It's our tov is doing the right thing. Yeah. Asher ein dai ba'el ikas tefata. Basher anach noreim b'chol eis inyon yod mischalfin. Kol echad ikva yoyish al aveira acheres. Yeah. Yesh asher chatosam tikdal yoyish bebitul tira mimasu matn beemune. Und es sind stock of yesh lehefach. There are people which are not so much dog in Torah, but they are very erlich, and they give tzedakah, and there are people which are very much b'nei Torah, but they are not so erlich. The Maaseh Chesed by Rabbi Yisrael was already, this tofa'a was already there, that you can be a masvid at a ben Torah, but not so erlich. That's what he says, no? Tik the lezer bitl Torah, memaseh umatn b'mun, when he's seen his tzedakah, v'yesh lehefach. The Maaseh Chesed by Rabbi Yisrael was already this thing happening. That's no stire. You can be very much dobuk in tire, but you are not erlach in masa matan, mamish. You are not an erlach guy. Good? V'chein b'chol ha'aviris, ein odun doim l'chaviru. V'ilu ha'yetz hor rak k'yach ha'tume, ha'mefateu. That's now a very awkward argument. I don't know exactly. And the k'yach ha'tume, which only be k'yach ha'tume, madu alo italabe v'eskol v'nei odun b'shove. Now, it should be that every person will have the same Yetzirah. Where does he take that from? It is a Keir HaTume, so why bother different, making it different for everyone? Imloy, it immediately says, Imloy Nashkif al Sharashayim Lamalo. Could be that your character is different. So that would be a very simple teretz by us, you know. He would say it immediately, yeah, for sure, because my personal makeup or setup or whatever you say is different than yours. So that's why I'm nimshach to a certain aveira, not because the yetzer when he's a keir hatume, he should make everyone make the same aveira. Why? Huh? Why should he make the same aveira everyone? Where did you find that? Did you find that everyone was nimshach to? But that was the avodah zarah. The avodah zarah was shredded. That this was, everyone was over the way to Zohar. As at the time, or today, there are also Keirahs like this. Everyone is nispate for money. It's an unbelievable Keirah, which are pitui of money. Pitui are unbelievable, yeah? And this is like, not so much, but it is a taive. The taive, it's all for the Avodah Zarah also, because otherwise it's a Ruach HaTumah. But it's a taive, no? But you can make from a taive a thing which is everyone going after it. After. Everyone holds its right thing to do. Understandable. I don't know. That was for me always a modern swara. Again, we will learn it now with the critical eye. The Miguel Zamusa. We try to understand. Maskim. I'm not against Rabbi Yisrael. Okay?
He doesn't even say the Kodesh Nefesh. Even in Sagan, he says Shoshem Lamad. I don't know what that is.
That means the Kodesh Nefesh you are annoyed with.
That's the Shoshem Lamad?
Yeah, that's what he means. L'chayre. Shoshem Lamad means the Kodesh Nefesh you are annoyed with. That means your character disposition, which is wanted from the Bar Olam. Me'etz and Brios. No, I don't think so.
The same Kodesh for the Nefesh would have to be shown between everyone, Kiyoma Eilam, when has to have certain type of Kiyoma Guf.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. That's what you could say, but it doesn't mean it. That would still be a Taiva, because this Taiva is a Taiva Meshutav to all the Balechai. Okay? But it doesn't say it. No. It says, Ruach HaTumah, then it should be shown to everyone. Boring world, you know, everyone makes the same aveira. Very boring, but why not, yeah? Omnom, im neiva ki yetzar hu keyach ha-taiva, adom ha-lochon, ki taiva zod utluya b'meizgoi. Leidosoi, barakovosoi, shaitu inyana. Perhaps you say you're right, that if b'nashkiv al shoroshem lamala means something higher, because over here it says mizgoi. Leidosoi, barakovosoi, shaitu inyana. More, like you say, it's a tafkid or even more, manyan. So to have a ruach atume, which wants to take you out of that means when you have a Ruach HaTumah which wants to take you out of Kedusha, and it's different by you than by me, the question is where you are connected to Kedusha. That's the stomach of the Kavanah, the way you say it. A question of Tafkid, or you say it straight. The Ruach HaTumah is the one which makes you disconnected from Kedusha. So my connection to Kedusha for the Rotzach the Borei Olam is different than your connection to Kedusha. Because that's the way you have a Tafkid, or Tafkid in the world, that's the way the Borei Olam created you. It's much higher than your Kechas HaNefesh. The Kechas HaNefesh which you have, they come from Hergel, they even come from your Nefesh setup, the way the Reb Chaim Vital says that. Your Nefesh, the Nefesh of Bahamis, the Nefesh of the Midas. There you are different than one of the other, Wakasha. That's what he says over in the second one. But in the first one, it is perhaps your connection to Kedusha which gets disrupted from this. Yeah, right on. Interesting. And when it's the connection to Kedusha, when it's the connection to Kedusha which is disrupted, so that's perhaps the backbone of Rabbi Yisrael, because it's a connection of Kedusha which is disrupted, then everyone could have the same problem. You disconnect from Kedusha. So why to make it different? It's not totally in the Kechas HaNefesh. It's not totally in the personality. Not totally that. It's a very cold Litvishe Yitzhar Azah. Yeah? Someone which wants to disconnect you from Kedusha. Disconnect. Okay? That's a Kechas HaTumah. Interesting. Right on.
I see that the Mashkiach in his parish says it means the Tafkid of the Neshama.
That's what I say?
Yeah.
Mata Omer! Very good. Didn't remember. Right on. Although, in Noem Gezer, who care a toy, but I don't know him, Kitab is on the Buddha with a Misgoy, who misgave another Tishalfim. The Zeus come up in the same Mishalfim. Okay, Gambeze, Loytochen, Alainen Rois, Bene Odom, Oisim Averois, Atsumis, Shain Tavos and Guremis than Kokach. ולפעמים הטייבה מנגדוסו. You make a vera, it's not so much a טייבה, but you make a vera, the טייבה is מנגדו. כמו היא. הודו החופש ומשתגר הרבה אל הכובד המדומה. You want to be a very מכובדיגה person. Very. וכובד מצווה תיק על נפשו כיועצה בזה. But that you are מכובד because you are making a mitzvah, or you're doing a mitzvah, No, that's not my union. No, that's not interesting. I very much want to be Mechubit, but not because I... So like, I want to be Mechubit, you will be Mechabit me. They put in the Mizrach. And they'll give a big plaque and I will have there. When I will make a mitzvah, I will be Mishtatev in your yeshiva. You have an endeavor, Ruben, and you want, you need money? So you'll make but you don't have a place so much, that's right?
Right.
But when you would have a place, then you would want to make a big plate out of plastic for sake of that you can take it off and take another plate afterwards. a big plate for the guy which gives money. gives money, and you'll be mechabedim very much and make a big announcement in it all. No. Don't want that. But he wants to be Mitzulam together with Trump even, you know. He wants to be Mitzulam together with Clinton. Same story, you know. You want to be pictured together with them. That is my Sheifa in life, you know. I could be honored with a, how do you call that? Yeah, I'm honored with a TED talk, you know. You know what that is, yeah? I'm honored with such a thing. You know, in 20 minutes to say your words, you know. It is one of the most shitristike setups, you know.
Ted.
Yeah. In 20 minutes, you know, you have a...
Say your zog in life, yeah.
Your zog of your life in 20 minutes, you know. Someone, once in a while, you come to me and ask me, what is the word of the word? So I look at them and say, so it means you are assuming that I made Beetle Terra half an hour, because I would be able to stand there and zok the vote and going down, you know. No, it takes half an hour. And I'm not mochum to speak with you half an hour now. Zeigesund, You know? Very clear, no? I think that's very clear. This is very clear. That's clear text, you know? That's without question. But now in 20 minutes you want to give your life message. It's you should refuse to do that, you know? You should refuse to say, no, I don't want to do that. It's just this. No, I have more complex things to say, which I was not able to put into 20 minutes. I don't want that. But everyone will come. Yeah? By the real TED. There are imitations, you know. There are already now imitations going on. They're schwache masses. Yeah, but the better ones, you know, there you want to go. You want to be there. Not after COVID. There's a rabbi which had a interview with this black shiksa, which interviews everyone, you know. There's a rabbi which had an interview with him. You know? There's someone which makes interviews with all of them, you know, a black woman in America. Huh? Very well known, I don't know the name. But the rabbi wanted to had an interview with her on the television. That's like with Morning America, you know, you are interviewed. You know. אתה רוצה את זה? תגיד לי. מה, אתה... זה טוב לך שאתה עומד שם וכל אמריקה רואה אותך ו... אתה צריך עוד מייקאפ, you know? You need that thing in order to stand in front of an interview, you know? But you're willing to do it, but COVID is a big thing, you know? You do too much for COVID. But the mitzvah you want to. No. Why not? The Ruach HaTumah. You're not interested.
It's not enough to explain that this... with other types involved, he also wants to be Perek Old, and he also wants COVID. It's not.
So I wasn't clear whether Tuma has to do with Perek Old. Yeah, the Maharal says something that Menochem Asher also saw them Alo Adomo as a Rashi in the end of Parshas Bereishis. So Rashi says Nechomo is a follow of Shasor Batachtoini, ki lo Asor Ba'Elyonim Hoyom Amridom. So the Maharal asked, when he would be from the Elyonim, from the Malachim, would be Yetzer Hara there? And then he says, Yeshra anim shach la'odom mi'etzem ha'yoshe odom, not because of Yetzer Hara. So that sounds like a very deep thing in Ra. So it could be that the Yetzer Hara by him is like the Taiva, and the Ra anim shach la'odom is like the Ruach HaTumah. I don't know. But he says, there are different machlakot in Ra. There's one Ra which is called Yetzorah, but there's another Ra which is called, even by the Elyonim we would have that Ra. And what it's called? Mamridom. That means Meride is a Keach which is instilled in the human being besides all the other Keachas and Nefesh. That would stay with him when he would be a Malach too. When he would be an Odom, a Malach, he would still have the Meride. Yeah? Because that's a creating of the Odom is that he should be on his own. So that creates Meride. I want to be on my own. No? So this is the terrible koyach of this Meride. Yeah? So what you say now? I say now that you perhaps this is the Ruach HaTumah, and then you say that would be the Perek HaSol. He doesn't say it. That's my problem. It's something deeper. There's something over here which the mafteach is that everyone should have the same one, you know. And Shoroshim Lamala means much more to what you said. And all the other questions are going to your personality makeup when you so want, the way you say it in America. Huh? Don't know.
So why also by comedy say that? Shein tavas on the going on him. Why is taiva not going from a taiva? Covered also a taiva.
No, but they want covered, but they don't want quite the shel mitzvah. Why not? It's against his taiva. The taiva is covered. He is uppermost. He walks on four when it's for covered.
No, but a taiva of echidah doesn't want to eat anything. They eat where the taiva is poil. It's not that they'll just eat anything. Taiva echidah don't mean they'll just eat.
But then they want to have a covet. They will have a big covet out of that.
You mean they will get a covet? They still reject.
Yeah, that's what it means. You don't get a COVID, okay, well, then we'll know. ובקרואית מצווה תיגל נפשי כידוע, אין זה הסכים רואה התום המבל בלוי להורה, גם נגד שוקות שההבליס. תרואה התום המקס that he is מבולבל, even against his natural inclination. Yeah? You see that a lot of times you see that. That a person is doing things which are really not according to his personality or not according to his keres hanefesh. And do bad things, so that he doesn't want to do things, you know? Because, I don't know why, because he's not connected. Once in a while, the feeling is, perhaps you have it, but I don't know whether by you, by the children have it, but you work from the other side. But the feeling is that once when someone eats Nevelis Atreifas, you just can't speak to him. It doesn't penetrate, you know. It doesn't go through. It's modne. It doesn't go through. It's not when it takes drugs. That's something in the moyach. But macholos, the shrotzim, and all these things. There's not something in the moyach. It's something in the tumor. You know, metamte mesalev. Once in a while you feel that, you feel that you have a demon that, oh, why is it react like this? Because like timtum aleif, you know. There is something like this. I mean, it's not what you see it once in a while. There's someone no one speaks to, you know. No, not that because it takes heroin or it takes him crack or things like this. It's not what you see it once in a while. It's a good thing. Even though all the good things, you know, but it's a good thing. Don't know. Why not? מזה נראה בעליל כשתי השיטס נכונס. היצר הרע הוא כוח הטבע, וגם יש בו רוח התומה, וכן יצר הטוב, הוא השכל הנכון, שלא נסכל כבר את האווירס והטייבס. So that already says that for sure that the seichel can be driven mad by the taivus. But we are not considering that seichel. Yeah? And הנראה הרי זה נעילת, וגם יש רוח הקדושה באודם. So over here you see the רוח הקדושה, רביל קלופט worked on that. Daviel Kropf worked on the Iger Zamusa, and he said, when you learn the Kabbalah and you learn the Iger Zamusa, the understanding of the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Ra, going to Rabbi Yisrael, is exactly what the Mekubalim say. So I once wanted to have a good point by Rabbi Yisrael, and I told him that. And then Rabbi Yisrael, for sure, he said, that wasn't so interesting for him. And that you have to write down. Really not so interesting for him. And you'll have it on the site. And then he said, yeah, for sure, it's always like this. There are averes which come out of the midas, and there are averes which come out of the seichel. That Rabbi Sol doesn't say like this. The Rabbi Sol doesn't say, it says, the averes which come out of the seichel for sure, that the taivis are mefate the seichel, and the seichel makes a mistake in shiput because of the negias. That we already have biladei, the ruach hatuma. That's not the ruach hatuma we speak about. Yeah? That is not the Ruach HaTumah. The Ruach HaTumah, Ruach HaKdush, is way above the Seichel. It's above the Seichel HaTor, which is not Niskalkel. That means there's a Seichel which is there, which has no Negias at all. The Ruach HaKdush, Ruach HaKdush is even above that. It's more than that. And the Ruach HaTumah is more than that Seichel too.
So a person could make a complete richtige Cheshbon with the Seichel and still be Nichshol because of the Ruach HaTumah.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like here. The seichel doesn't work there. So that's a depth which is way beyond. So that's Rabbi Yenison. This is not his base medrash. That was my beginning. Tchilas Shimushi by Rabbi Yenison was at the Asir question of Israel. And this was, I only tell you that not because I want to say anything about Rabbi Yenison, only because you, once in a while you have a Rebbe and you come from a certain place, you have to make sure that it's recognizable that you come with a baggage, with a load. You don't come as a clean-cut person. Eh? So I wanted to do that when I, in the beginning, I had a Shaykhus Rabbi Yobinison. I wanted to make him understand that I am not coming as this person which now, everything is forgotten till now, and now the revelation begins that I will be understanding what Rav Hutner or whatever Rabbi Yobinison will tell me. Yeah? No, it's not like this. I am coming with a mitan. So I ask him a question, Rabbi Yisrael. a very nasty one, a very bad one, for Chaim Berlin, a very bad one. And he gave a teretz without hesitation, and that was clear for me. And then I showed him, but the Rosh Yeshiva says like this, but Rabbi Saul doesn't say like this. And I showed him other place where Rabbi Saul says not the way the Rosh Yeshiva said. And he looked and he couldn't get out of that. And then he said, but that's the way we were Makabel. So I said, uh-huh. But it was very clear, Beineinu. Okay, but I know Rabbi Saul, but you don't know. And I'm coming with that. I'm not coming without that. Eh? That was the beginning of that. I had to do that, that's, understand. You have to do it. Once you are a shmate gomu when you go to a... And then it's not interesting for the rabbi to speak to you. That was interesting for him to speak to me, because he saw, wow, that guy makes a kontra, you know? He's not a shmate, you know? But that was the beginning. That was very clear. And this is also very clear. Of course he is right. There are two realms of Yetzer. But Rabbi Sola says there is even more of a realm. The Yetzer of Negiyas in the Seichel, that the Taivis can be Sheolet in the place where they are not, should be Sheolet, that means on the Seichel. This is Niche, das Versteich. Spoke about that in Michtav Dalet, spoke about in other places, that it's Niche, I understand that. But there's a Ruach HaKedesh, or a Ruach HaTumah, which is way above that Seichel. Is located above. No Seichel. No Seichel at all. And you can have the clearest seichel, the cleanest seichel in the world, Ruach HaTumah is still there. That was my objection, which people came to me, there were people coming to me with a real unbelievable kvutze of Yungi Leit, which are learning Chosh Mishpot and Eben Ezer, and they want to be Dayanim. But they are learning, and they don't invest anything besides learning in the Kehil, you know, nothing. They wanted to, for a certain reason, they wanted me to help them a little bit, because I know Gvirim, that's what they think. That's true. I know Gvirim, but I don't know how to take money from them, how to get our money from them. I know Gvirim a lot. So they wanted me to help. So I told them, I can only help when my consciousness tells me that you do a good thing. You're learning very well. I have no doubt about that. But when you will not learn or work on your personality, you'll create a bomb of Shusholabim. And a very dangerous ball, because you'll take to create the Talmid Chochem, which his Yetzer and his not dealt with at all, you know? And it doesn't help to be a Talmid Chochem. It doesn't help. The way it's every woman. You can't be Dogin Teira and be not Erlich. You can't be Dogin Teira and not Erlich. You know? You can't do that. Zelozer. The Amishoyan Mage, Zelozer. Yeah? And over here, Rabbi Shlomo says, we have to Ruach HaTumah. Which is Ruach HaTumah is above your seichel. You can have the most clean seichel, Ruach HaTumah is still there. Clear? So it's way beyond. So that's the question. The question is, Rav Kluft was a big man. So he was really a big man. And he, when you worked on that extensively, that means there's something to work on. There's not a thing which is intrinsically clear. But he says, the same way he says, Yetzor Yetzotev, is exactly the way the Mekubalim say. Exactly. It didn't go over to Rabbi Jameson. Okay, fine. There was no big kiddush for him. You know, it was like a simple thing. But I think he over here, that's what he says. You see it. He says much more. Haseichel sogaim v'shaloi hushas. That means the sugya of Ruach HaTumah v'Ruach HaKedusha is above the clean seichel. Without negias. Because seichel with negias is still in the realm of your taivus. For sure, that Rabbi Sol knows. Clear? So that's the depth of the Ruach HaTumah. And that is Mr. Avter beforehand, that the Ruach HaTumah, when he would be Sheolet alone, he would maces all of them to the same Aveira. Because it doesn't do anything with Seichel. It doesn't do anything with Yomidis. It's much more. Yeah? That's a Koyach which is like scary. Yeah? So that's what we dealt with in the Igeres HaMusa.
It means that the Ruach HaTumah can be pulled despite the seichel that's naki, or mekalkil gam etze?
No, despite.
Despite?
Despite, l'chayra. That's what it means, despite. The time it's despite. Still, I don't want.
And the only thing which fights that is the Koch HaTov, is the Koch HaKedusha.
We will see. That's why now Rabbi Saul is taking up this glove. He's measuring up with that. This is a big thing that you have to learn from Rabbi Saul, that when you ask these nasty, these really questions, this is a thing that you work with that and you'll be Megale and you're Mahalach. By me, what drives me crazy personally, not so much, but people, there are the shailas which, for example, I pose in this new sefer, the shailas which I put down. Everybody's masking that they are shailas, but they are afraid to be misyachas because they don't know whether they have tshuvas. But then there will be no new mahalchim and nothing will be happening. This is the general thing you get when you have anything to say about something is wrong, what's going on. And then the first thing people ask you, so what do you say, what should we do? This is the most silly reaction. It's the uppermost, it's the extreme silly reaction. It's a reaction of a child which is 3 years old, perhaps, 3 and a half, which he needs a solution miyad. Who tells you, because I tell you there is a problem, that I have the solution? Who tells you? But when you don't have a solution, then you are not Ritzini. You are Ritzini, because there is a problem, and no one speaks about that problem. Let's face the problem. No. When you don't have a solution, be quiet. This is like the Masho Muzar po, Tavin. The Masho Mod Muzar. So this Rabbi Saul didn't have. He took the problem, took that thing, Wahatuma. What shall we do now? That's the Gerasa Musa. Okay? Good. Atkan. Excuse me.